Hello and welcome to this episode of Passing Time. Today's episode will work a little bit differently because we are interviewing all four of the new members of the newspaper. These members are Darren Salahi, Isaiah Clark, Aaron Johnston, and Sylvia McCann. Let's get into it. So, Darren, what made you join the newspaper?
I joined because you were in it and I thought it was going to be fun.
That's so wholesome.
Yeah.
Do you like have any journalistic integrity?
I have always wanted to, like, make reviews for something. So, like, I thought, oh, joining newspaper seems like a cool idea because you guys make reviews a lot for, like, movies and stuff.
Yeah. So, what's to come? What are you working on?
I'm working on a Lethal Company review right now because that game's, like, really hot, you know? Yeah. And, I don't know, I kind of want to just keep going with reviews, but I'm probably going to try something else.
How lethal is the company?
In my mind, all company is lethal.
So, what's your strategy in a zombie apocalypse?
I don't know if I can say this in school, but... Man, I'm not living through that, no.
You're not living
through a zombie apocalypse. Yeah. It is not like the movies.
Your life is just like a movie. Calm down. Your life like a movie for real. Okay, so what's your favorite part of the newspaper so far?
Just kind of like hanging out here.
Sweat.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Darren. And next up is Isaiah Clark. So, Isaiah, what made you join the newspaper?
I got some strong recommendations from Keegan Mould and other members of the speech and debate team.
That's sick. Do you have any, like, journalistic, like, thoughts, like, ideas for the semester?
One of the stories I'm probably most looking forward to is the business entrepreneurship class is opening a coffee shop, and I would like to cover that.
That's a good idea, yeah. That sounds pretty good. That's actually awesome. So, what is your strategy in a zombie apocalypse?
In a zombie apocalypse? Well, what kind of zombie?
Okay, so I'm thinking Walking Dead. So, they don't run, they're kind of stupid, but there's a lot of them.
Probably just camp out as long as possible. Mm-hmm. Get friends and family to join, like, a little compound.
Do you go, like, up to the hills, or do you go, like...
I think my house is a pretty strategic place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got some nice forestry and stuff you could use.
Nice. So, what's your favorite part of the newspaper so far?
So far, one of my favorite parts of newspaper would probably be... I like that, like... I find it interesting because it's more hands-on than other classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Isaiah, for being on this episode of Passing Time.
All right.
So, Aaron, what made you join the newspaper?
Well, I was in journalism, and Mr. Beckley just sort of asked me to join it, mm-hmm. and Chloe was a big factor of that.
Yeah. So, Chloe is another member of the newspaper who writes a lot of articles. So, what's to come on, like, your newspaper journey?
Definitely a lot of opinion articles. That's one of my favorite things to write.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any, like, one cooking already, or...?
It would probably be an opinion review about Mean Girls.
Mean Girls? Oh, yeah. How was the movie?
It was good. I was not expecting a musical.
You weren't expecting a musical?
No.
Would you say that the girls were mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what is your strategy in a zombie apocalypse?
Hide.
Hide?
Yeah.
Hide where?
As far away as possible as I can get.
Okay, like, mountains, like, Alaska, like...
I don't know.
You don't
know? I've never been asked that question.
You've never been asked?
No.
Think about it. I'm going to ask you another question, then we're going to come back.
Okay.
So, what's your favorite part of newspaper so far?
Definitely the out-of-pocket conversations that you hear.
Yeah. So, just, like, a lot of things are said. Okay, so back to that zombie thing.
If it were up to me, I'd be on Mars, so...
You'd be on Mars. How?
Like, if it was livable, I'd be on Mars.
Okay. How are you planning on making it from, Indiana... to Mars?
A rocket ship.
A rocket ship? Do you got one of those at your disposal?
Nope.
Are you planning on getting one of those at your disposal?
I mean, it'd be cool.
It would be cool. Okay, well, thank you, Aaron. It's time for the last interview. Sylvia, what made you rejoin the newspaper?
So basically, one day Keegan walked up to me after a first period in speech and was like, "Hey, we need more people on the newspaper. Would you want to come back?" And he was like, "You know what? That sounds kind of fun. I'm not sure if I'll be able to, but I'll look into it. You know, I might." And so I forgot about it for another 2 weeks until finals week and student sex time. It was like literally the last day on like Thursday or whatever day it was. I was like, "Wait a minute, I should go get that course election seat." So I went down to the student services or whatever it was, and it was to guidance. Then I got it, and then I realized that Mrs. Fox put down the wrong thing. She's like, "No, I'm not joining the yearbook. I'm joining the newspaper." She's like, "Oh, oops." And so then she fixed it. And then I took it home, and then it sat there in my backpack until literally the last day of Christmas vacation.
I said, "Please, please, 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 please."
No, I just gave it. I was like, why do you need a piece of paper to change classes? Can you do it yourself? And I was like, "Yeah, but they want it done." The thing is, I didn't even need to do it, I don't think, because Mrs. Fox, she changed my schedule before I even got the thing signed, so.
That's funny.
It is funny. With, like, my stories?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so right now I'm working on course selection, that's the word. Yeah, course selection, work on course selections, you know, what teachers think of it, you know, is it good, you know, are the mandatory classes, are they actually helpful for students? You know, I mean, if you're not going to college, how helpful is geometry? How helpful is algebra if you're not even going to college? Like, if you're going, like, say you're going to become, I don't know, firefighter.
Yeah.
I don't think the Pythagorean theorem has a whole lot of application there.
What if you need to calculate the distance of the ladder needs to go? It's like 8 feet. 8 feet and 4 feet, and you need to know what size ladder you need.
Okay, so here, I have a bit of experience in this field, because, see, I was playing some Lethal Company, right? Got the extension ladder.
Yeah.
And I realized, rather than trying to figure out, like, you know, doing any sort of math to figure out where you got to put it to get up to, you know, the fire exit on offense, what you should do is just trial and error on a hill until you find the right place. And I think that same philosophy works very well for firefighters. I haven't seen it in action, but I believe that's how it works.
Just get a bigger ladder.
Honestly, yeah.
Okay. So what is your strategy in the zombie apocalypse?
Strategy in the zombie apocalypse?
The coming zombie apocalypse.
I hate you. My strategy? Probably either go to a school like this one, or probably a school or a restaurant.
A restaurant?
No, not restaurant, grocery store. Grocery stores are good. Find a grocery store, board up all the entrances and exits, and just stay there for as long as possible.
Okay, what happens if, like, everybody else goes to the same store?
Well, then I'll go to, like, the Guile or something, I don't know.
Okay, that's fair. Well, thank you, Sylvia McCann, for being on this episode of Passing Time.
Thank you for inviting me.
That was this episode of Passing Time with...
Darren.
Sylvia.
Isaiah.
Aaron.
Thank you.